Senator John McCain was in Britain yesterday. He addressed the annual convention of the British Conservative Party. And the likely presidential candidate gave a ringing endorsement to a man who could contend for British Prime Minister. He's the new Conservative leader, David Cameron. The Tories, as the Conservatives are known, have spent 9 years in opposition to Tony Blair's Labour Party. Recently, though, they've emerged as a possible threat to Labour's hold on power, thanks largely to their youthful new leader. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Republicans have traditionally been close allies of the Conservatives. Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher are the best remembered alliance. But in recent years, the lines have blurred somewhat. A very Republican American president, George Bush, has found a very close ally in a left-of-centre Labour Party Prime Minister, Tony Blair. That's left the British Conservatives a little out in the cold, and their new leader, 39-year-old David Cameron, has sought to re-establish links with the Republican Party, not least with the man many consider a strong contender for the Republican nomination in 2008, Arizona Senator John McCain. McCain was the opening speaker at the Conservative conference.
I'm very pleased to observe personally the unity, confidence, and principled sense of purpose that distinguishes British Conservatives under the leadership of my friend David Cameron. And it seems fitting somehow that a party offering its country fresh ideas would have so many fresh faces to articulate them.
McCain's speech went down well with the Conservative rank and file that's been generally cautious, like many Britons, about President Bush and his style of leadership. In his speech, McCain warned of a dangerous, difficult and long fight against Islamic extremism, but insisted the US, Britain and their allies would prevail. He played the wise old veteran to the youthful exuberance of David Cameron and his young team. Since he became leader of the Conservatives last year, Cameron has been trying to move the party to the middle ground.
For years, this country wanted, this country needed, desperately, a sensible centre-right party that would do sensible centre-right things. Well, that is what we are today. In these past 10 months, we have moved back to the ground on which this party's success was always built, the centre ground of British politics, and that is where we're going to stay.
Cameron's move to the centre has troubled some Tory traditionalists, and the former public relations executive has been criticised for being strong on style and image and rather short on substance. He recently shocked the Tory faithful by suggesting that alienated young troublemakers should be hugged and not condemned. But Cameron's strategists cannot have been displeased to hear the comparison, albeit with a Democrat president, that John McCain made in an interview after his speech.
I think it's pretty obvious that he has the ability to inspire young people, and that's the great contribution that Jack Kennedy made. And also it's a time of transition for his party, as it was for Jack Kennedy. They had been through previous 8 years of, I'm happy to say, Republican presidency.
David Cameron may have a long way to go before he becomes Jack Kennedy. He likely has a long way to go before he even gets a shot at being British Prime Minister. The next general election is not expected until 2009. But it's clear the young Tory hopeful got a boost from the veteran American senator, and they may both be hoping they get to see a lot more of each other further down the road. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.